Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental-related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, the cattle futures market today were 52 higher in the April lives at 140.85. The Junes were $1.10 higher at 136.80. The August live cattle 62 higher at 137.30. Some spread action today. You know, the June-August spread's tightening up. It looks like it's going to close around 50 cents. It has been out to $2 this week. Well, Friday it was at over $2, $2.20. So it's come in about $1.20 or 30, or up to $1.70, I guess, over the last 3 trading days, but it's pretty active spread. Everybody's been selling the front and buying the back on that June-August spread. So a lot of action there. March feeder cattle were up 40 at 156.35. The April's up 20 at 162.60. The May's down 15. August down 50. September down 37. Yesterday, the market did bounce back pretty good. Today, it was relatively quiet for cattle futures without much going on. The midday box beef prices were up $1.49 on choice at $2.57 even. The select down 3 cents, $2.49.91. So lots of action there. Oklahoma City on Monday had 8,700 head, steady to $3 higher. So people are still pretty aggressive even though corn is above $7 at least out through the July contract.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us. Give us a call or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Today's grain futures were all over the board, which really isn't a surprise. But July Kansas City wheat was 58 cents higher to close at 11.43, just over a dollar off the high. So we're about 50% between the low and the high, which is just pretty unbelievable how much volatility there is. The market has no idea how to value grain in current economic and geopolitical environment. We've got the drought here in the United States. Crop conditions are very poor. Obviously, that's a major issue. Yesterday, the Kansas reported they're 23% good to excellent, down 2%. Oklahoma, 25% good to excellent. That was up 9% on the week. So I guess we're just having a great crop here in Oklahoma now at 25% good to excellent. Texas winter wheat, 6% good to excellent, down 1% on the week. Colorado, 18% good to excellent, down from 22% last week. So crop not looking good. Of course, Russia-Ukraine continues to be the deal. What the export market's going to look like there out of those two countries and then how much they're going to plant. I think most people think 30 or 40% of the crop won't be planted in Ukraine. But I don't know how you'd really know for sure any of that. There are getting some export business out of Russia. Some boats are hitting in the market, but nothing out of Ukraine.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.